Welcome to the Sports Report for Friday, March 21st. Where else will we start but the big dance? And in Milwaukee at the Bradley Center, the West Regional, the second-seeded Wisconsin Badgers crushed number 15 American 75-35. Trayvon Jackson with 18. Ben Brust added 17. And even though the Eagles jumped out to a 17-10 lead, Brust says we didn't flinch.
I think you just stay doing the things you've been doing. We just had to settle in and guard where they were running. And I think some good things happened as we got some stops and got out and ran a little bit, opened up the floor, and just stayed with what we were doing and touched the post and got some good looks inside out.
Mike Brennan, the American coach, says the Badgers were just too much.
Wisconsin's a really good team. I wish we could have made it a better game today, represented ourselves in the league a little better. But Wisconsin has dismantled some really good teams this year. They're number two seed for a reason.
Badgers advance into round three to take on number seven seed Oregon, which beat number 10 BYU 87-68. Although the Ducks, Jonathan Lloyd says they'll need a better effort against Bucky.
Just from watching them a little today, I could tell that they got good inside presence. You know, guards can shoot the ball. They play real disciplined basketball. Real fundamentally sound. So, we're going to have our work cut out. We're going to have to play good basketball.
Also at the Bradley Center in the Midwest region, second-seeded Michigan beat number 15 Wofford 57-40, and it was number 7 Texas over number 10 Arizona State 87-85. This one went right to the wire. Cameron Ridley of the Longhorns picked up a loose ball off the floor and threw in the game-winning hoop as the buzzer sounded.
I knew it was about 5 seconds left when Isaiah caught the play to Fred Javon or John, and I expected John to make it, but, I went to the glass as hard as I could, and the ball came to me, and so I tried to get up as quick as I possibly could, and it went in.
There was plenty of excitement on opening day. 4 overtime games and 3 double-digit seeds were able to pull off upsets. That wasn't the case, however, for the Milwaukee Panthers as they fell to second-seeded Villanova 73-53 in the East Regional in Buffalo, New York. Darren Hilliard led the Wildcats with 16. Rob Jeter says the Wildcats play pretty tall.
To be undersized, they do a nice job of fighting and being aggressive. And eventually, they just wear you down. And I think that's what happened to us. It really kept us off balance most of the evening.
Austin Arians led Milwaukee with 17. The Horizon League tournament champions finished 21-14. But Arians says it was a heck of a ride.
Every guy on this team had stepped up at some point during the year. And I can't give enough credit to every single person on this team. Everybody had their moments and had a great time doing what we accomplished this year. It was awesome.
So who did the bracket busting? How about the Dayton Flyers, seeded number 11? They beat the big brother, number 6 Ohio State, 60-59 in Buffalo. Aaron Kraft had a last chance shot that didn't go in.
Just tried to get up the floor as quickly as possible. There's only 4 seconds left, so that's kind of how our season's gone. I thought I got it up there high enough, and obviously didn't.
Couple of 12 seeds pulling off upsets. The Harvard Crimson beating number 5 Cincinnati 61-57. Tommy Amaker's Harvard Club has pulled off a big upset again.
Wonderful feeling for us, obviously, to win this game, our first tournament game this season. And having done it last year, we know how the amazing feelings you get from having an upset type of victory.
But the biggest surprise belonged to 12th-seeded North Dakota State, who beat number 5 Oklahoma 80-75 in overtime. First ever tournament win for the Bisons. Coach Saul Phillips says little-used guard Carlin Dupree had a huge 4 points in just 2 minutes.
That's a kid right there that had a lot of times this year where he had to DNP coach's decision. And yet when it was really, really important, he had never lost faith. And I know another thing. I know that this guy here, Corey Brown, the rest of his teammates, didn't let him mope, didn't let him pout.
That's what makes the tournament so much fun. The only number 1 seed in action was Florida. They beat Albany 67-55. Other results, a 4 seed Michigan State gets 41 points from Adrian Payne in beating Delaware 93-78. Connecticut over St. Joe's 89-81 in overtime. It was St. Louis beating North Carolina State 83-80 with an overtime victory. Louisville handled Manhattan 71-64. Pittsburgh beat Colorado at a 9-8, mild upset, but a big win, 77-48. Syracuse over Western Michigan, 77-53. It was San Diego State with an overtime win over New Mexico State, 73-69. 16 more games coming in round number two on Friday. More college basketball. Brandon Grease of the St. Norbert Green Knights, the Keele native, named second team All-American by the National Association of Basketball Coaches. Women's NIT tournament had Marquette beat Indiana State to advance into round two, 63-61. And the girls' state high school basketball tournament tipped off at the Rush Center in Green Bay. Division 5 semifinals, Wisconsin Rapids Assumption defeated Heritage Christian 61-41. Head coach Joe Burkhauser says his girls carried out the game plan.
You know, we knew we had a job to do. Heritage Christian, you know, their biggest threat is their quickness and their speed. And, you know, we knew we had to take that away. And I thought our girls defensively tonight just did a fantastic job of closing the gaps and really doing a good job with that.
Assumption will look to defend its Division 5 title against Barneveld, a 71-53 winner over Owen Withy. The Golden Eagles are 27-0, their last loss to Assumption in last year's championship game. Head coach Jim Myers is ready for another shot.
If we are the two of the better teams in the state, this is what you want to see and have that opportunity. I think the girls want to, you know, are willing to play them. I think it's a great rivalry we've developed between the two teams, and they're a quality team. Put our girls up against some pretty good opponents this year, so hopefully that'll pay off on Saturday, but we'll just see how it goes. But we're looking forward to it. They're a great ball club.
In Division 4, the Algoma Wolves, the defending state champs, needed overtime to beat Fond du Lac St. Mary Springs 42-37. This game was tied at 37 with over 5 minutes left. It ended in regulation tied at 37, and Algoma pitched a shutout in OT. It was Anna Deer, who played very little at the sectionals last weekend with a bout of pneumonia, that hit the go-ahead shot in overtime.
I felt pretty good. All my antibiotics finally started to kick in, but I'm obviously not 100%, but we're working on it, and hopefully by Saturday I will be. But I had to give everything I had for my team. So the final shot, you just have to forget about all the pressure and help the team in any way they can. With the basket, it did. So it's an amazing feeling.
And head coach Mark Zastrow's Wolves now have a chance to repeat.
It means a lot. And again, we don't gauge our season on whether we make state or not. It's a daily grind for these kids. It's a long year. We value every day that we work and these kids work. To see all that hard work pay off really means a lot. The way they play the game of basketball, it's a joy.
Algoma will get Cuba City in the title game, a 52-39 winner over Eau Claire Regis. Cubans looking for a state record 10th championship. Last year, they lost to Algoma in the semifinal round. And Cubans coach Jeff Pustina gets another shot.
It's going to take an incredible effort for us to get them on Saturday. They've got some really talented basketball players and really strong basketball players. Those are two areas that we looked at, identified last summer and this year. I think our kids are stronger. I think our kids are more talented, and we're playing very well as a team.
Semifinals in Divisions 1, 2, and 3 on the schedule on Friday. Championship games on Saturday at the Rush Center in Green Bay. To the NBA, where the Milwaukee Bucks continue their West Coast road trip, played tough again, but fell to the Golden State Warriors, 115-110. Brandon Knight led the way with 27 points. The Bucks have now dropped 6 consecutive games, but Knight says we're not going to quit.
No matter, you know, if it's the first game or the you know, 72nd game, no matter what our record is, your job is to play hard. You know, it's a privilege, not something that's deserved. It's a privilege to play this game, and I think that's how our team feels. So we're just going to continue to play hard. We haven't had the best circumstances throughout the year with injuries and things like that.
Bucks will be in Sacramento on Sunday. Elsewhere, Oklahoma City beat Cleveland 102-95. Houston over Minnesota 129-106. And it was Portland beating Washington 116-103. In the NHL, Devils over the Wild 4-3 in overtime. Philadelphia beat Dallas 4-2. Columbus a 3-2 win over Montreal. Tampa Bay beat Ottawa 5-4. Detroit in overtime 5-4 win over Pittsburgh. Buffalo shades Edmonton 3-1. Phoenix gets by Florida 2-1. LA Kings in a shootout beat the Washington Capitals 2-1. San Jose Sharks skate past the Anaheim Ducks 3-2. College hockey. The NCAA Division III Frozen Four is set in Lewiston, Maine. The national semifinals will pit top-ranked St. Norbert against Geneseo State in the semifinals. Head coach Tim Coughlin says the veterans know what's required.
Our senior class, Reed Campbell, Zach McDonald, Brandon Hugenboom, they're just names, and none of them jump off the page at you, and yet collectively they win games, and they've been in the national championship tournament several times. They've won two national titles. The guys that have been here 4 years have won. The expectation is that we'll go in and just they'll keep doing their thing and make it difficult on our opposition.
UW-Stevens Point in the Final Four for the first time in 16 years. That is Coughlin's alma mater. He captained that team to three straight national championships. Point will get Oswego State in the other semifinal championship game on Saturday. Meanwhile, Green Knight junior goaltender David Jacobson was named the Sid Watson Award winner. It's the equivalent of the Hobie Baker Award in Division I, given to the top player nationally in Division III. Jacobson, along with Joe Perry, also named first team All-Americans. In baseball, Cactus League action. Brewers beat the Rockies 4-3. Caleb Gindel, a two-run double. Carlos Gomez drawing a bases-loaded walk to break the tie in the seventh inning. Brewers will take on the Texas Rangers on Friday. Cincinnati Reds pitcher Aroldis Chapman had surgery on Thursday. A plate inserted in his forehead with two facial fractures after he was hit in the face by a line drive. The team physician, Dr. Tim Kremchek, says it could have been worse.
He has a very mild concussion, no other brain injury, eyes fine. Right now, he's a very lucky guy.
Reds say that Chapman may be able to pitch in another 6 to 8 weeks. On the PGA Tour, the Arnold Palmer Invitational to stop this week. Adam Scott opens with a 10-under par 62 to grab a three-shot lead. NFL notes, the details on the contract for running back James Starks are out 2 years, $3.165 million for the Packer running back. Former Packer Charles Woodson going to give it at least one more year, re-signing with the Oakland Raiders. Devin Hester, former Bear return man, signs a 3-year free agent deal with Atlanta. And Antonio Cromartie signs a 1-year contract with the Arizona Cardinals. And there's your sports report. I'm Mark Daniels.